The Shadow of Fu Manchu. Based on the stories by Sax Roma. Where he has gone with Karame, Dr. Petrie watches as Fu Manchu, by injecting a mysterious liquid, apparently brings Karame's brother back to life. Karame gives Petrie some of the liquid, and later he describes his experience to Nayland Smith. Convinced that Fu Manchu has caused the death of Lord Southery, Smith and Dr. Petrie have gone to Stradwick Hall, where they have convinced Henderson, the Southery attorney, that the peer is not dead, but merely in a state of suspended animation. In the family tomb, as Petrie injects the liquid given him by Karame into the arm of the apparently lifeless body of Lord Southery, Dr. Fu Manchu suddenly appears.
Stay with Southery, Petrie. I'm going after Fu Manchu.
Nayland, come back, you fool!
Henderson, help Lord Southery. He'll be all right presently.
I'm going after Nayland.
Nayland!
Here, Petrie.
Are you hurt?
I saw you fall.
He had a dacoit with him.
Look here.
A knife, great Scott.
Near thing for me, Petrie. Barely missed me.
Listen, that car. Fu Manchu's. By Jove, Petrie, we've lost him again.
But we've saved Lord Southery. Fu Manchu will credit us with a skill as great as his own.
We must get to our car and try to catch him.
Waste of time, Nayland. We have no idea in which direction he's gone.
I have a good idea. Stradwick Hall is less than 10 miles from the coast. There's only one practical means of getting an unconscious man secretly from here to London.
You don't think he meant to take Southery to London?
Before shipping him to China, yes. His clearinghouse, as you yourself once said, is probably the Thames.
A boat of some sort, eh?
Sea-going yacht. Lying off the coast in readiness. Fu Manchu may even have had it in mind to ship Southery direct to Shanghai and the Black Poppies.
And he failed. This is a triumph for you, Nayland.
Only half a triumph, now that he has escaped us. But we still have one chance. A raid on the house in Commercial Road. Have you any idea when the word will come from Karame?
No, but because of her brother, she'll not delay. Oh, here comes Henderson with Lord Southery.
Esteemed gentlemen, I am risen from the dead.
A weird moment, Petrie. A newly buried man speaking from the mold of his tomb.
Lord Southery, you've been spared from the fate of heaven knows how many men of genius.
What do you mean, sir?
The Black Poppy Society lacks a Southery. But I'm certain that Dr. Fu Manchu was in Berlin 3 years ago. And without visiting the grave of your Teutonic colleague, who died under mysterious circumstances at that time, I venture to predict they have a von Humber.
Oh, heavens, sir. You mean to say that von Humber is not dead?
I mean exactly that, your lordship. If you recall the circumstances under which he apparently died, angina pectoris, I believe it was, eh, Petrie?
So the papers stated.
It's true. I met his physician in Paris shortly after his death. He assured me that von Humber had died very suddenly of a bad heart.
As I remember the man, he was strong and robust. Practically a young man in his early 50s. And his death was a great shock to his friends. He'd never complained of heart trouble.
By Jove, sir. Now that you speak of it, Von Humber's doctor did say his death was quite a shock. It's unthinkable. Impossible.
Where Fu Manchu is concerned, your lordship, nothing is impossible.
But who is this Fu Manchu? Why don't the authorities apprehend him?
Perhaps, your lordship, that's the very reason they don't apprehend him. Because they don't know who he is, nor where to lay hands on him. I suggest that you guard yourself carefully. If you fall into the hands of Fu Manchu again, well, his futurist group in the Orient knows how to make men work. We are no other than a moving show of magic shapes that come and go, round with a sun-illumined lantern held in midnight by the master of the show. And in this case, Petrie, Fu Manchu is the master of the show.
If we only knew exactly who he is, Nathan.
Who is Dr. Fu Manchu? I've been asked that countless times, old chap. I don't know. Nobody knows.
What group can we hold responsible for the overthrow of the Manchus?
In my opinion, Petrie, Fu is one of the leaders of a group not yet ready to show its hand.
There's at least one thing we can be sure of. None of the three places we raided here in London were his headquarters. The opium den, the mansion near Windsor, the houseboat on the Thames. Can it be the place to which Calamy took me?
Heaven only knows. And that place in Commercial Road had a look of permanency, you said?
Oh, very much so. Probably an old warehouse. Had that appearance from the outside, anyway. Inside, it was exquisite. I've never seen such oriental luxury. Rugs, inlaid tables, priceless hangings, bronze lamps.
Mm-hmm. And the laboratory?
I'd give 5 years of my life to spend an hour in that laboratory alone, Nayland. Hello. Calamy? You... Yes? Where we left the taxi in Commercial Road? In half an hour? Yes, I understand. We'll be there.
Well?
We're to meet Calamy in half an hour in Commercial Road. She'll lead us to Fu Manchu's house.
How many men have you here, Weymouth?
Enough this time, I hope. We have the place completely surrounded.
The river police?
Their launch with Mackay in charge is lying off the wharf. No escape that way.
I see. Who's in charge of your outside men?
Inspector Logan, one of the best. He has his instructions.
All ready, then. Come, Calamy. Lead the way.
You will keep your promise to me?
What do you want us to do?
You and Dr. Petrie must enter first and bring out Ali. Until he is safe, you are to make no attempt upon Dr. Fu Manchu.
How can we be sure we are not walking into a trap?
You must accept my word. Ali, my brother, is in the laboratory. There is only one servant in the house. He dare not enter the presence of Dr. Fu Manchu without orders.
And Dr. Fu, where is he?
We have nothing to fear from him. He will be your prisoner in 10 minutes, if you do as I say.
And the dacoit,
where is he?
Nowhere near the laboratory.
I think I'd better come too.
As you please, Inspector Weymouth, but move quietly. If you are ready, come.
Let no one in or out of the place, Logan. Give us 10 minutes. If we are not out, follow. I'll see that this door is left unlocked.
Right, Inspector.
Come. We must not delay. Make as little noise as possible. Now, up these stairs. Then we will be in the house proper.
This is the outer room, Nayland. Beyond, the balcony and the laboratory.
Move softly across this chamber. We dare not make a light.
I'll use my flash.
Come, quickly.
At last. I stand in the house of Fu Manchu. A great moment, Petrie, for me. And one we'll not soon forget.
A greater will be when we have Fu Manchu behind bars.
Calamy, where is she? This way. Along the balcony and down the stairs into the laboratory.
Look. Down there under that dim light. Is that the boy Petrie on that couch?
Yes. Calamy.
Shh. Make no noise. Come, Dr. Petrie.
Down these stairs, Nayland. The boy's dead, Petrie.
I'd swear it.
No more so than was Lord Southery, Nayland.
Oh, be quick, Dr. Petrie. Awaken Ali. I am afraid.
Make the injection, Petrie. Quick.
Right.
This liquid, Nayland, spells life for the boy, and I hope ruin for Fu Manchu. There. He'll be all right presently.
Oh, if it will only awaken him. You are sure, Dr. Petrie, it is the liquid I gave you?
Of course. See? It's taken effect already. A few moments, he will awake.
By the great Lord Harry, he's breathing. I'd have sworn he was dead.
Now, Caramel, where is Dr. Fu?
Yes, Caramel, where is he? The place seems deserted, not a sound.
Look around you. Raise your flash, Inspector Weymouth.
What? By Jove. Those shelves, that case against the wall, empty. All of them. The room is stripped.
The strained silence of the place is understandable, then. Our bird has flown.
Caramel, you've warned him. You promised to help us capture him. You've deliberately...
No. Oh, Ollie, look. He's recovering so slowly. Are you sure, Doctor, you've made no mistake?
His pulse is strong, his heart action normal. But you, Caramel, have misled us. I trusted you.
Dr. Petrie has kept his word, Caramel. You and your brother are free. If Dr. Fu Manchu is still in this house, lead us to him.
He is here, and I shall keep my promise. But first, let Ali be taken out and placed in safety. Will you take him, Inspector Raymond?
I'll turn him over to Logan, Mr. Smith. I'll be back in a moment.
Now, Caramel, we've done our part. You must do yours.
Oh, please, lower your voices. He is near us, and I'm afraid.
You have nothing to fear. But if you don't hold to your bargain, I shall place you in the custody of the police. Once more now, where is Fu Manchu?
Look behind you. There at the end of the room. But do not enter that alcove. Even as he is, I fear him.
Come, Petrie.
We'd best wait in until Weymouth gets out.
We've waited long enough. Here, this curtain. Oh, Dr. Fu Manchu.
By Jove, he's asleep, Naaman.
No, that pipe in his hand. Don't you recognize the odor?
Of course. An opium sleep. By Jove, what luck. We have him helpless. Come on, we'll take it.
No. Close the curtain. The police must get to him in some other way. They must take him, not you, Dr. Petrie.
Oh, Weymouth. What about the boy?
With Logan. He'll send him to the station where they look after him. And now, where's our man?
Here, Weymouth. Behind this curtain.
By the great Robbie Burns asleep. Oh, seems helpless enough. What's wrong with him?
Opium. A drugged sleep.
Oh, a simple matter to take him, then. Little did I think it would be so easy when the time came.
Nor I, Weymouth. But helpless as he is, I'll not be satisfied until you have handcuffs on him.
Come then. We've wasted enough time.
Dr. Petrie, no. Do not go in there. You must not. On your life!
Shadow of Fu Manchu.